Podcast Help Desk number 86 for May 21st, 2016. And I'm going to dispense with the normal opening and closing and all that good stuff. Just going to say good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and you have stumbled across the Podcast Help Desk. And if this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. This is going to be a little bit a different episode than what I would normally put out because I'm going to try something new. And I'm going to say, I could lie to you and say that I'm going to do this for experimentation purposes only. But as you read in the title, is it a good idea to put your podcast on vacation? And the answer to that would be, I don't know, but I'm going to try it. And not for just experimentation purposes. I've got a whole long laundry list of projects that I need to get done around this house while the weather's decent. Also, I just started the new job at Blueberry full-time, and that's taking up a lot of my time, which was to be expected. And I am up to my elbows in the podcast world, so I will have tidbits and other information that I'm going to be putting out on a periodic basis. But the whole idea of going on vacation from the podcast is that you guys aren't going to expect an episode every Friday. That's the part I'm going on vacation from. I do still plan on putting out episodes. I do still plan on blogging. In fact, I plan on blogging more. Put little tidbits of information up, either in audio or textual form or both. But it's not going to be on a schedule. A good friend of mine, Ray Ortega, does the Podcaster's Studio and the Podcaster's Roundtable. Roundtable's a little bit scheduled, but his main show, the Podcaster's Studio, is not scheduled. He just puts out episodes when he has time and has a good episode. See, and that's the problem I've been having lately with schedules. Yeah, I could have turned on the mic here and put out a substandard show every week. Every week on Friday, you get a mediocre show. Nah, I don't want to do that. So rather than put myself on that timeline, we're going to dispense with that for a while. I'm going to say probably till September, but it might be before that. I don't know. Then I'll get back onto some sort of schedule, but until then, it's just going to come out when it comes out, and it could be more than normal, less than normal, or maybe even not at all. It all depends. So, like I said, I'm still very committed to this show. I'm not pod fading in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, as fall sets in and things get done in the rest of my life, I'll get back to creating great content, I hope, and or at least what content that I've been doing. So you guys be the judge of that. And I'm like I said, want to blog more. And, you know, as I learn things, in podcasting that I want to pass on to you guys, I can write it a lot quicker than I can sit down and record it. I guess that's probably not completely true, but hey. Like I said, don't want to put any pressure on me. I was feeling guilty, as you noticed. I haven't been real regular here lately on my weekly episodes. And, just want to take that pressure off. So it's my show. I can do that. And hopefully you'll stick with me, stay subscribed. And I will definitely put out some decent content when I have decent content to put out. And that'll just be it. So, definitely stay tuned, stay subscribed. I'm going to put up a feed address in this post over at podcasthelpdesk.com/86. There's going to be another feed address there. That feed address is for the blog posts. If you've got a feed reader that you use, go ahead and subscribe to that. And when I put out some blog content, you'll get it. And or you can just come back to podcasthelpdesk.com anytime you want to. That's the beauty of blogging and podcasting. And, of course, I'm going to stay active with all the other podcast endeavors that I do. You know, I periodically show up on other people's podcasts. I plan on still doing that. I show up on the PowerPressPodcast.com every now and again in one way, shape, or form. So go check that out. Also, I'm going to be doing a biweekly webinar for Blueberry. We're doing a weekly or biweekly training. That I'll have a link to that in the show notes if you want to sign up for that one. The next one is June 2nd, 4 p.m. Eastern. Anybody that signs up for it, of course, will get the link to the recording so they can check it out. But what I do on that, you may or may not be interested, is I go through from a blank WordPress website all the way through to having a podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And, have everything set up with Blueberry Hosting. So it's kind of a training webinar. I do stop for questions and answers a couple, three times during the webinar. Usually takes about an hour. I've done it a couple times so far. So we'll be doing that and keeping everybody up to date what's going on through the blog and again, through this feed. So I will, like I said, be putting out episodes. I do have an interview with comedian Mark Whitney coming up that whenever we can get our schedules synced up to where we can actually record it, we'll get that out. And if I interview anybody else interesting, I'll throw those into the feed here. But I guess the gist of it is we're going on a schedule vacation. No definitely weekly schedule for the time being. And I know I preach be regular, people build you into your schedule, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's true. But there's also examples of successful podcasts out there that don't do that. Like I said, my friend Ray does that. He's successful and puts out great content. And he has no schedule for it. Dan Carlin, I think, does a history podcast. And I should know what that's called, but I don't. But he puts out an episode when the episode is done. And not that I'm going to be doing something that extreme, but till September, just consider it haphazard. A few of the things that are happening in the Blueberry world, PowerPress Sites is getting ever closer to launching. Can't guarantee that that's going to happen at any particular point, but it's going to happen. And when it does, that's going to be another blast of busyness. So kind of getting prepared for that. PowerPress 7 should be coming out in the next couple of weeks. I've been running the stable beta on podcasthelpdesk.com now for a couple of weeks. And, knock on wood, pretty much everything works. There's a couple little things that most people don't need that aren't working quite right that should be by the time it's released. And the new player, of course, if you're a Blueberry Hosting customer, will be included in PowerPress 7. Of course, you can use that if you're a hosting customer already by grabbing the embed over in your podcaster dashboard. Go check out the manage episodes link there, and in there, if you're a hosting customer, you can grab the embed for the player that'll work on pretty much any kind of website except WordPress.com. That's kind of ironic because it should work on WordPress, but it doesn't work on WordPress.com because Automatic Incorporated decided they don't want iframes on their blogs, so it is what it is. But pretty much any other website, that player will work. Squarespace, Wix, hand-coded HTML, whatever other kind of website there is out there, that player should work for you if you're a Blueberry Hosting customer. And if you'd like to become a Blueberry Hosting customer or a Blueberry Pro Statistics customer or even a PowerPress Sites customer when that launches, use my promo code HELPDESK at checkout. And you'll get a free month of whichever service at Blueberry you would like to sign up for. And with that, I will catch you next time, whenever that next time will be.